probably the wrong day to ask, but it was our first day to lift weights prior to coming out. And so I had to drive them a little bit. Coach said drive them a little bit. Everybody seemed kind of flat early. We got a lot of work done. We got our 2-minute type situations and a lot of our special situations done at the start. We've got all of our walkthrough stuff done, so we know where to line up. So tomorrow will be our competition day. So tomorrow will be a little bit better indicator of where mine is.
On a lighter note, you seem to be kind of a social media sensation right now. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I haven't watched it. I try not to look at that type of thing. If that's what they need me to do, I mean, I'll do it. But, you know, it's not my cup of tea.
It's a different audience out there, Chris.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I'm sure that they're having fun with that.
But is there still that kind of the ability to make another connection, which maybe the franchise needs, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like I told them, I'm willing to do whatever they need me to do, you know, to try to get, you know, people to support our football team. Certainly, I went and spoke the other day to the Rotary group, and I told them, I said, I'm willing to do whatever they need me to do out in the community to help our football program, number one, and help the community, number two, and I firmly leave with that.
And do you feel that from when you were here last time in 2015 and won, is there a little difference compared to now where you have to do a little more?
There's a lot of things that have, you know, a lot of water under the bridge since the last time that we were here earlier and we won a Grey Cup. You know, all that stuff's been a long time ago. So you've had COVID since then. We've had a couple of bad years back-to-back. We haven't won home games, yada, yada, yada. You know, all that same narrative. So we can't worry about that. We just got to worry about playing winning football. And that's what we're attempting to do, is to try to go out there and practice as hard as we can, prep as hard as we can, and play as hard as we can.
Chris, has the words Grey Cup come out of your mouth around these guys?
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have Grey Cup in our mind, I mean, we're in the wrong business. We need to go home now. Again, I learned from Don Matthews a long time ago, anything short of Grey Cup championships is a disappointment, don't matter who you are.
Mark Cordy, how would you assess his play last year, and what are you looking for more from him this year?
Well, we need Mark to be a leader with that offensive front. You know, he's a very quiet guy. We need him to be assertive. We need a guy that they can hang their hat on, they can clutch into, because there's going to be times when that's needed. You know, the older guy, the guy that's been through the battles, you've got to have that guy step up and be the guy.
Do you find if there's any more pressure because he's a local guy, does he take that more on himself?
Well, I mean, you'd have to ask Mark that. You know, I mean, he's been a really good player for a long time. I've coached against him. I know how good he is. And so he's, you know, he's a versatile player, can play anything. And so you'll just have to ask him as far as all the local stuff. I mean, I'm sure he loves the organization. I'm sure he grew up an Eskimo fan and now being an Elk fan.
With the continuity, I'm sure the player loves continuity. To you know, Mark to look at his left and right and go, oh, this is familiar. But does continuity go so far if you can't do your job?
Yeah, well, again, you put the best players out there and you call the plays. And, again, it's not like that week in, week out, there's going to be that big a difference in what we're doing with the playbook. So it comes down to consistency in all phases. And so certainly along the offensive line, you have to be able to know who you got left and right and know that you can depend on them.
What have you seen from Coney Ealy with a full training camp now?
Well, he started out really hot last couple of days. Probably a bad day to ask me because I hadn't watched the film from today, you know, but the last couple of days he hadn't flashed like he did in the game the other night. He certainly flashed, and you know, he's a guy that's been through the rigors of a pro season for a long time. You know, he's not a spring chicken, and we're going to ask him to play 20 plays as hard as he possibly can. That's what we need out of him.
You speak to the size you got inside. Does that affect your versatility at all, that you can maybe, you know, play some games up front?
Well, I think the ability that Jake Ceresna has to move him inside and outside. Daniel Ross also can be an inside-outside guy with the weight that he's lost. You know, you got two bigger guys with Coney and Pelly inside, and then certainly probably the most versatile guy in the league in AC.
Is AC back to being AC?
Oh, well, it seems that he is. I mean, he certainly is moving around very well. We've had him doing a lot of stuff from covering in the deep half to covering in man coverage to pass rush.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.